The tax return deadline this year is April 18th. That's a Tuesday, and some have already started filing. But for those who haven't, what's the best way to do that? Use a tax professional or software like TurboTax? Dennis Ventry is a professor of tax law at the University of California, Davis, and a member of the Internal Revenue Service Advisory Council. Dennis, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be here.
And of the 152 million tax returns received by the IRS last year, 35% were self-prepared online, 52% were filed by tax professionals. Which one is better? Which makes more sense?
Well, it totally depends on your particular situation. The kind of questions you want to be asking there are some are personal, some have to do with your income. So if for some reason you would want to sit down across the table from a tax professional, just look that person in the eye, have an ongoing relationship with that person throughout the tax year, which is usually how it works. If things go really bad, you can sue them a little bit easier. And on the flip side of that, and really driving the tax professional versus tax prep software, a very large component should have to do with the taxpayer's income. And so if you have very, call them simple returns or unsophisticated returns where most of your income or all of your income comes from wages, if you don't have capital gains or royalties or things like that, then a tax prep software, either fee-based or free, would be the way to go. And then if you are, in fact, thinking about the software route, there's even more fine-grained considerations. The free-based software is really only available to a certain sector of taxpayers, but not to all taxpayers.
Now, one of the things that I think people, when they're trying to decide whether to do their taxes themselves or send them off to a tax professional, one of the things that they think about is whether that tax professional is going to be smarter at getting them all kinds of deductions and things like that. Is that true? Does the tax software not make it clear enough to most people of what they can actually deduct?
Well, for the vast majority of taxpayers, first of all, as a threshold matter, only 30% of taxpayers take itemized deductions. The other 70% of taxpayers, it's actually closer to 71%, take the standard deduction. So in terms of having finagling the system or having somebody who knows a backdoor that the software can't identify, that's really not a legitimate reason to go the tax professional route. There are other reasons to go the tax professional route, but that's not one of them.
How often do people overpay, though, when they use a tax professional to get their taxes filed?
It depends. I think more than anything, it has to do with the sophistication of your return. If you have a return that is, let's say, under $60,000 of adjusted gross income, you don't itemize, or you might itemize a little bit. You don't have you haven't sold a home, or you don't have capital gains. If that's the case, then I've maintained for a long time that there's no reason why those folks should pay a dime for filing their taxes, whether it's to a software provider or to a tax professional, because those returns, the information on those returns, the government has the vast majority of that information in the form of your W-2, your third-party reporting, what you told the government the prior year, things like that, where you would only need to provide some additional information most of the time, such as if your tax filing status has changed, if you've gotten married, divorced, if you have another child, if you change jobs. In my state of California, we have a program called CalFile that's been around now for about 10 years, and it's for filing taxpayers' state income tax returns. And it's an online, free electronic filing software. The income thresholds are actually really high. It's $180,000 roughly for a single taxpayer, double that for a married couple. You can itemize. You can claim the standard deduction. You can have interest and dividend income, all sorts of things. It doesn't include all taxpayers, but we've had it in California now for close to 10 years, and it's worked incredibly well.
So when you hear politicians say that we're going to simplify the tax code and everybody's going to fill out a note card or whatever, is that something that you think is ever going to actually happen, or do you think we're too far down this road?
No, that will never happen. but that's not going to happen for a different reason. That's not necessarily going to be Congress saying that the feds couldn't get in the business of preparing returns, assisting taxpayers with preparing their returns. But more to your point, for instance, the last postcard return or whatever they're calling it these days that I saw only had two itemized deductions left on it out of about 225 special dispensations that total about $1.4 trillion a year in lost tax revenue. The only two that would remain would be the home mortgage interest deduction and the charitable contribution deduction. That means you'd have to take out more than 200 of those tax expenditure items, each of which has constituencies that benefit from it and that would fight tooth and nail before those got taken out of the code.
That's Dennis Ventry, a professor of law at the University of California, Davis, and also a member of the Internal Revenue Service Advisory Council. Thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Thank you.